For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Special or combined meetings. The Apostolic Faith Organization sprang from revival meetings which took place in the early part of the 20th century. Known as the Azusa Revival of 1906, the infilling of the Holy Spirit empowered many individuals in those services and created an evangelistic fervor that quickly spread worldwide. It is no wonder, then, that the tradition of holding an annual series of special meetings continues to be a practice in our organization. In the evangelical community, the phrase revival meetings refers to a series of Christian religious services held in order to inspire a church congregation and to win new converts. In the Apostolic Faith Organization, a series of specially promoted meetings, many times featuring a visiting minister, are more typically referred to as special meetings. If several branch church congregations gather at a host church for a series of meetings, these services are called combined meetings. Both special meetings and combined meetings are very closely related to revival meetings, as the majority of our services have an evangelistic theme. The length of such a series of meetings varies. Currently, 3 or 4 days is typical, although week-long sessions are still held in some of our churches. There are a number of reasons why it is good for a church to occasionally schedule a series of special meetings. The body of Christ will be blessed and souls stirred when we set aside time to seek for spiritual renewal and to intercede for lost souls. Our congregations will find it refreshing to hear the old story through a new voice. Though we all preach the same truth, each of us has a different style and manner of delivery. A visiting evangelist reinforces what we preach while drawing from a different set of life experiences and examples. As ministers, we are encouraged and challenged by the insight of our peers. It is good for us to have an opportunity to be nourished spiritually by our fellow ministers, especially when we serve in a location where assisting ministers are in short supply. Individuals who do not normally attend church will often come to special meetings when visitors are expected or special events are scheduled. Unbelievers have multiple opportunities to respond to God's call during special meetings. Sometimes the initial stirring in a person's heart becomes more compelling with repeated hearing of the Word of God. The people of God enjoy fellowship with like-minded believers, and the value of such fellowship cannot be overestimated. Young people especially will gain from the opportunity to get acquainted with the youth of other Apostolic Faith churches, sometimes forging lifelong friendships that provide an ongoing source of spiritual encouragement and strength. In the United States, scheduling should be coordinated with the district superintendent in order to avoid conflicts and to space the services in the various locations far enough apart on the calendar to allow for maximum participation. In countries outside of the United States, the district superintendent in each area will work with local pastors to develop an appropriate schedule for special meetings. It is the pastor's responsibility to oversee special meetings at the local church. This includes notifying neighboring branch churches, making arrangements for a visiting minister, and coordinating all activities during the series of meetings. No specific format is designated for the series of meetings. It is up to each pastor to determine what will be included. In addition to church services, often a youth rally, concert, prayer breakfast, Bible competition, or other activities are planned. In many of our churches, a theme is chosen for the series of meetings. Typically, this would be a phrase or portion of a scripture verse. What the host church offers in terms of accommodations varies from church to church. In some locations, the congregation is able to provide housing for guests who attend, while other churches do not have the resources to do this. In those cases, the host church should provide a motel list with their flyer so people can make their own arrangements. If some housing is available, usually the first priority is to house the youth who will attend because they are less likely to have the means to make their own arrangements. Often, the congregation members at the host church combine their efforts to provide a few meals at the church during this series of meetings. The host church should reimburse the visiting minister for out-of-pocket expenses. This would include travel, meals, motel, etc. It is also thoughtful to give a token gift of appreciation. Flyers with dates and a summary of the special activities can be sent to nearby branch churches. The same information should be emailed to events@apostolicfaith.org to be posted on the international calendar. Any decisions on local advertising are made by the pastor, but options include postcards or flyers for congregation members to distribute, a banner for the front of the church, online free local listings, announcements on local radio stations and community calendars, or advertising in a local newspaper. Pastors should post any flyers or information pertaining to special meetings being held in neighboring branch churches. If the church is within reasonable distance, the local pastor should encourage all who are able to attend the meetings and encourage those who are not able to go to be supportive with their prayers. This is a vital part of supporting the family of God. Counsel for ministers. We must guard against a tendency to measure the success of a series of meetings by what is happening to people rather than how the Holy Spirit works in people. God's greatest works are usually done internally, not publicly. A gospel service is effective when Jesus is lifted up and people worship God in spirit and in truth. While periods of outpouring and revival from God are precious and deeply appreciated, the ongoing development of a close walk with God comes in small increments, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. These quiet, inward works of the Spirit may not be immediately obvious.